The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by myself. And after the prayer, my mother, Janice Gobble, will be leading the Pledge of Allegiance. And just as a personal note, I'd like to congratulate my mother on her birthday, which is today, and also present her with this certificate recognizing that fact.
Whoa, so, thank you.
You're welcome. Dear God, I want to thank you for this opportunity for all of us to be here today and throughout this session and serve the people of Iowa. And I just pray daily that your wisdom would grow in us and that we would serve with servant hearts and that we every day we would work to be better. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House Joint Resolution 3 by Wills, a joint resolution applying for Article 5 Convention to the propose an amendment to the Constitution of the United States that imposes specific limitations on the members of Congress and requesting Congress to similarly impose such an amendment.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House Joint Resolution 4 by Committee on Public Safety, a joint resolution proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Iowa relating to the rights of people and to keep and bear arms.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House Joint Resolution 5, a joint resolution proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States that the Constitution of the United States of Iowa does not recognize, grant, or secure the right to an abortion or require the public funding of abortion.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 159 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act designating correctional officers to the public safety employee for the purpose of public employee collective bargaining, including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 160 by Hunter and others, a bill designating licensed teachers to public safety employees for purposes of public employee collective bargaining and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill, it is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 161 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act requiring the payment of local prevailing wage rates to the persons working in public improvement for public bodies and providing remedies and penalties and including effective date provision.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 162 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act requiring certain weekly workers' compensation benefits to be calculated by including an employee's overtime and premium pay and including an annual cost of living adjustment.
First reading of the bills are now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 163 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act relating to the manufacturing, delivering, possession of marijuana and the possession of drug paraphernalia and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 164 by Nordman, a bill for an act relating to the inclusion of the value of children restraint systems in the partial loss calculation for the specified insurance settlements for the first party automobile partial loss, including applicability provision.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 165 by Shipley, a bill for an act relating to violence in school instructional time requirements for the school year beginning July 1 of 2020 by restricting the calculation and of or providing for the refund of certain tax and including effective date and retroactive applicable provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 166 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to the disclosure of sponsors of research conducted by persons employed by public institutions of higher education.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 167 by Sorensen, a bill for an act relating to seizure disorders and establishing certain requirements for school districts, accredited non-public schools, in the Department of Education.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 168 by Anderson, a bill for an act creating crude oil dispense disaster prevention and response fees and providing for the deposit of fees in certain water quality funds.
First reading of the bill, now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Environmental Protection.
House File 169 by Frye, a bill for an act relating to the required reports of the administration of vaccines and immunizations in the statewide immunization registry and providing for license discipline.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 170 by Salmon, a bill for an act establishing the Protection Freedom of Conscience from Government Discrimination Act and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 171 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to the prohibition of certain media censorship and expression of and suppression of religion and political speech.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 172 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to the proper parties in an action and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 173 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to the application of foreign laws and constitutional rights and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 174 by Anderson, a bill for an act relating to the assault that occurs between persons in an intimate relationship and the crime of domestic abuse assault and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 175 by Anderson, a bill for an act requiring employers to provide reasonable accommodations to employees based on pregnancy or childbirth and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 176 by Hunter, a bill for an act and others, a bill for an act increasing certain penalties for employers willful misconduct, misclassifying employees for unemployment compensation contribution purposes.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 177 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act relating to employee organization election administered by the Public Employment Relation Board and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 178 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act prohibiting employers and employment agencies from seeking a criminal record or a criminal history from applicant for employment under certain circumstances, establishing a criminal employment record, employment task force, providing penalties, including effective date provision.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 179 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act concerning employment matters involving public employees, including collective bargaining, educator employment matters, personal records and settlement agreements, city civil service requirements, and health insurance matters, and including effective date, applicability, and transaction provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 180 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act concerning wage payment collection issues arising between employer and employee, providing penalties and remedies and including effective date provision.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 181 by Anderson, a bill for an act requiring a rehabilitation plan and a post-incarceration plan for an inmate committed to the custodian of the Iowa Department of Correction.
First reading of the bill is ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 182 by Osmondson, a bill for an act providing for the future repeal of the Beverage Container Control Program, making appropriations and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 183 by B. Meyer, a bill for an act relating to the construction and maintenance of walkways and railroad yards and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Transportation.
House File 184 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to student participation in interscholastic or intramural athletic sports or teams based on biological sex.
First reading of the bill is ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 185 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to the exposure of minors to and the participation of minors in inappropriate programming at school libraries and public elementaries and secondary schools and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 186 by Shipley, a bill for an act relating to human services and juvenile justice, including child custody, child in need of assistance, and families in need of assistance proceedings established by the Department of Family Stabilizing and Preservation, and providing penalties and including effective date provision.
First reading of the bill is ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 187 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to unfair practices involving access to areas of public accommodations and educational institutions.
First reading of the bill is ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 188 by Hunter and all and others, a bill for an act relating to the wage discrimination under the Iowa Civil Rights Act of 1965 and in-state contracting, making penalties applicable and establishing an equal pay task force.
First reading of the bill is ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 189 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act establishing a retirement savings plan trust and including implementation and effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 190 by Fry, a bill for an act relating to the crossover visitations between residents and tenants in a shared campus long-term care facility during the national public health emergency or a public health disaster.
First reading of the bill is ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 191 by Frye, a bill for an act relating to visitation restrictions applicable to nursing home facilities during a national public health emergency or public health disaster.
First reading of the bill is ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 192 by Moore, a bill for an act relating to the child sex abuse and child sexual assault awareness and prevention.
First reading of the bill, ready for commitment or amendment, and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 193 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to the actions relative to treatment or intervention regarding the discord between minor sex and gender identity and providing civil penalties.
First reading of the bill is ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 194 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act requiring the consideration of project labor agreements for certain state construction projects.
First reading of the bill, ready for commitment or amendment, and referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 195 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act relating to the public construction bidding.
First reading of the bill, ready for commitment or amendment, and referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 196 by Committee on Education, a bill for an act expanding the healthcare professional recruitment program.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 197 by Committee on Veterans Affairs, a bill for an act relating to the approval process for claims, procedures for claims for military service property tax exemption, including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 198 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act relating to the assault involving a laser admit a visible light beam and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 199 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the replacement of the term visitation with the term parent and the time relative to the time awarded to the parent.
First reading of the bill is ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 200 by Committee on Veterans Affairs, a bill for an act relating to the military code and duty performed by a member of the United States Coast Guard.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 201 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the sex offender registry, including the duration of the registration requirement and sexually modified extortion.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Allow me to say happy birthday, Mrs. Gobble. All right. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House at this time, I move the House adjourn until Monday, January 25th at 1 p.m.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no.
Aye.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, and the House is adjourned.